Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Right, Cliff?
That's the website.
They can subscribe to your column. They can find your books there and all the things that he does and all the things he does to help small businesses with his legal practice for small businesses. So, folks, I encourage you to check him out.
It's a lot of fun. I keep it real, and I try to make you laugh talking about stuff like sales taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, he makes sales tax fun, folks. Imagine that. So, Cliff, we're talking about buying a business, and the last thing we're going to talk about is making sure that when you buy the business, that if you buy the stock, there's got to be a really good reason, because otherwise, most of the time, 99. I'm going to go out on a cliff here and say 99% of the time, you don't want to buy the stock. You don't want to buy the company. You want to buy the assets of the company, but which needs to include the legal relationships, right? Like leases and licenses and things like that.
Correct. No matter how much you do your diligence, Jim, you're never going to catch everything. No matter how thorough you are. So you always want to buy the assets of the business, because there's two reasons for that. Number one, you only get to assume the liabilities that you want to assume. Mm-hmm. You can cherry pick the stuff you want, and the seller is still stuck with the rest. So, for example, if he has a lease of a really great location downtown, you can pick up the lease. But if he's got gambling debts, you don't pick up those.
But you got to make sure the lease is transferable. That's one thing to do. But no, you're exactly right. You got to be careful, because there could even be a lawsuit that's going to be filed on the company the day after you take ownership of the stock.
That's exactly right. And in most states, the seller doesn't have the obligation to tell you about that.
That's right. In truth, they might not know about it.
That's right. So buying the assets of the business protects you against that. When you buy the stock, you're buying the whole balance sheet. You're buying assets, liabilities, everything is what you're buying there. So if the business gets sued the day after closing, congratulations, that's your problem. You've got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And although in most cases, there will be an indemnity clause in the document that says that the seller will, you know, if that happens, the seller will reimburse you. He'll pay your legal fees. He'll do whatever.
But if you buy the assets, you're not even connected to those contingent liabilities.
That's right. You just hand the bill over to the seller, and he takes care of it, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
And also, too, you get some good tax breaks with that, too, which we don't have time to get into, but there's some good tax breaks you get when you buy the assets of the business. Mm-hmm. The only exception, Jim, is when there's a license in the business that cannot be transferred. So, for example, that Medicare license I spoke about earlier, then you have to buy the stock, and you really got to do your diligence at some point. That's why when you buy the stock, the agreements are a lot longer, because the seller has to make representations and warranties about each category of assets.
Indemnification when you buy the assets is one paragraph.
Yeah.
When you buy the stock,
it's
16 pages, right?
It's 16 pages worth of stuff. It's much longer, much more convoluted. I like stock deals because I make a heck of a lot more money on those than I do on asset deals. As a lawyer, love them. No problem with it. But I don't recommend them unless they're absolutely necessary.
But don't forget, you also need to make sure that you get the phone number. That you get the name, you want to make sure you got all the, you know, ask them out loud, put it in the contract. This, you're selling me all of the intellectual property, the registered trademarks and the non-registered trademarks, all those things. You got to make sure you get that. Too many people, there are horror stories. We've covered them on the show here, where major corporations, the best one was when Volkswagen bought Rolls Royce, and they found out later that BMW owned the trademark.
Yep,
you know about
that's right.
They couldn't even put Rolls Royce on the new Rolls Royce cars they were making. I mean, talk about a blunder. You can't do that, folks. You can't afford that.
Yeah, that's right. If you're buying any kind of a branded business, the trademark is essential. And what a lot of people don't realize, it's not just enough to sign a purchase agreement saying, hey, we own the trademark now. You actually got to file out an assignment document on the trademark records in Washington. A lot of people don't realize that until you find that assignment, until you file that assignment, you do not own that trademark.
And that
so a lot of people don't recognize that.
I want to stick an important word in here when you're buying a business, and that's patience. Way too many times, Cliff, I've seen people try to buy a business, and they just couldn't wait to get it done, and they tried to make it happen in 30 days or 90 days. The truth is, especially if it's of any size at all, it could take a year to buy a business. What do you think? If you do it right.
You know, a year is too long. I would say give yourself 3 to 6 months. I would say that. You're right. You want to make sure that you want to make sure that things are happening. Now, sellers always say that time kills deals. And they're absolutely right about
that. Could be.
But from a buyer's perspective, time can save your life. A little bit of discretion,
you got to be patient. Cliff, I got to wrap it up. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff, come back soon. Thank you for being here.
You bet, buddy.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.